mean, one of the actresses got money, or actors, I don't know. There were thousands of people on the stage there.
It's put out by Chinese?
Yeah, put out by the Chinese guild, I think. The Screen Extra Guild. And they don't do any talking, but they just walk around the place or run whatever the director told them to do. You know, a silent extra does not talk. You know, once in a while say yes and no and all that.
And after that, did you do any play or
something? Well, I tell you what happened. When I went, was going to wait for them to open the doors for me to go in, there's thousands of Chinese women and men outside. And a young man came to me and pushed me and say hi. And so I say hi. She said, "You work in pictures? You want to work in pictures?" I said, and I look at him so funny. So I didn't know whether he was kidding me or what, you know. You know, some men try to be friendly and ask you those questions. And out of nowhere, I didn't know him or anything. We were all like, remember there was a nice looking young man, and he said, "Well, tell me yes or no." So I said yes, and he said, "Well, don't you go away, I will come back." So he came back with a phone number and gave me to call that number when I get home. And I was working the next day, and I don't know who answered the phone. Down to this day, I didn't know who answered the phone. It must be a casting officer or a casting woman or somebody. I really don't know.
Where did you go to work?
To work on location. And there were 5 buses took us out to location in Calabasas, way, way far away. And I rode on the bus to go to Chinatown, 7 o'clock in the morning, that early. My husband said I was crazy, but nobody would go to work that early, 7 o'clock, and you can't even see your way to walk around. But I wanted to go, so I didn't care. So we rode on the bus, and when I got to Asiatic Company, used to own by Tom Gubbins, and he was a Eurasian casting agent for the Chinese. At that time, he was not an Asian. I heard that there's another woman took his place.
American woman or Chinese?
A Chinese woman.
Betsy Liu?
Yes, that's why. Betsy Liu was a new agent. I think that number I called was her home. Maybe she had some associate answer the phone. Didn't sound like her at all.
How many, each time you go, how many Chinese extras were there,
well,
approximately?
That was during the war, and they hired them by the hundreds. Wartime, they used them as a background scene, you know. And I was a farmer rep. I was pretending I was farming, and I was a straw hat. I got scenes of it, you know, old scenes of that. And the first picture I worked in was the Dragon Seed, written by Pearl Buck. Mm-hmm. She was a missionary in China. I met her on the set too. Mm-hmm. You know, she was in an automobile with her friends,
right.
And she was taking home movies of us.
Uh-huh.
That's how I met her. I didn't talk to her, but I knew who she was.
How much you got paid?
In those days, I didn't get very much pay in those days. I think around $15
a day.
But later on, as I went along, they increased the salary, increased up to $35. I had to quit because I had a stroke. I couldn't work anymore.
You know, that was almost 30 years. No,
I worked in pictures for over 30 years. 30 years as an extra and a bit part player. Sometimes I was selected to do pantomime and do something with the stars. I didn't have to talk or say a word, but the star talked to me and I nod my head and I get more. That is called a silent bit, and you get more money. And later on, I worked with another star, and I screamed because he murdered somebody. I screamed at him two times, yelled and screamed. And that was called a screaming act.
They get more money.
I got over $100 a day for screaming.
But you don't get to play every day.
No, I don't play every day. But when I work in the Dragon Seat, I work every day for 6 months as an extra.
That's a good income.
Yeah, good money, I thought. And I got, when I went on location, I got 2 free meals a day. You know, there's no restaurant out there. And they have a truck out serving us food. We got the best food there is, all kinds of drink. Serve us lunch and dinner.
You went there because you were interested in this movie business.
I went there because I like to entertain people.
And also the good money, too.
And not only the good money involved, you know, I didn't care how much they pay me. I never questioned that whatever they pay me is okay. I never thought about salary. A lot of people argue with the studio about that's not supposed to be the pay and all that, but I never did.
Are the Chinese satisfied with their pay, their salary, or the Chinese extra?
All the extra, if they don't do any silent bit, they get the same. They get the same pay.
Are they satisfied with where they got?
Most of them are. I don't know. Only
do you know?
A few of them don't.
Do you know most of them?
Yes, I don't do, but I don't have them as personal friends. You see, we are all competitors. I can see why. They don't want to be my friends. I want to be their friends. But I don't live in Chinatown. I have to go out of my way to visit them. And we are good friends at the studio. And when we see each other, we say hello, goodbye, and all that. But as far as personal friend, I don't have any movie people as my personal friend. Because 7 women went to interview, suppose. And 7 women about my age and size went to interview. And the director picked me, and they all got mad at me. I couldn't help it, because I was the right type for him. So he picked me, and they at first they were very friendly to me, and later on they turned around and wouldn't even say goodbye to me. And so I understood why. So I couldn't help it.
American director treat Chinese as well as American?
Oh, to tell you the truth about it, all the directors and producer were very nice to me. They treat me like a person. They don't look down at me as a Chinese. They thought I was adorable. I don't know, because I'm very congenial and I mix with people. And I don't excessive. I treat everybody nice. I say goodbye, hello, good morning. And when I leave the movie studio, they say goodbye to me, and I say goodbye to them. I don't ignore anybody. I don't care who they are.
Did they treat other Chinese the same as treat you?
That I don't know. I can't say whether they treat them nice or not. I don't know. But they are so nice to me. I said, that's why I enjoy working in movies. The more I work, the more I like it.
That's good.
But even if I can't become a star, you know, I didn't care. Because to be a star, you have to memorize your lines. And I don't have to memorize anything. I just go out there and have a good time. I consider going to a picnic and get paid for it. Like you go on location, you get free food, you don't have to pay for the food, and free transportation. Now what more can I expect? I call that a picnic.
But when you were not doing the movie,
yeah,
what did you do? You stay home?
Well, I didn't, when I don't work in movies, I had my restaurant then. I work in my restaurant as a waitress and a cashier. And then I took in typing too, do part-time typing.
American firm?
Yeah, for American Defense Plan. And they came to eat in our restaurant, and they saw I was typing some menu. Jesus, what a fast typist. I can sure use a fast typist in my plant. And I said, too bad I can't work for you because I have to be in our cafe all day. Well, I said, can I bring over the work and you can pitch in a few hours a day? I said, I think I can do that.
Yeah.
So I got myself a job. I was kidding with him. I didn't know he really meant it. Well, don't you have a stenographer, a typist in the office? And he said, yes, we got three, but they're not doing the work right. They sit around and talk. During the war, you can get all kinds of labor, but they're not good help.
So did you speak Chinese while working in this restaurant with your husband, or?
I spoke English most of the time because my husband said we shouldn't talk another language in front of the Americans. The Americans would not like it, think that we're talking about them. So I always talk English to my husband, understands me, so I spoke English to him.
Did you have children with you at that time when you were working in the restaurant?
No, my children were, two youngest ones weren't born yet.
Oh.
You know, I'm talking about my second marriage. My first one, the children were boarded out. I boarded them out with my sisters. They weren't living with me. And my sister knew that I need a job. I have to work. I can't have my children with me when I work. So they helped me out.
They took care of
them? Yeah, I took care of them, and I paid them so much for taking care of them. Not very much, you know. Mm-hmm. Paid them a little fee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you have younger children,
yeah.
Later years.
When I was in my 40s, then I have the two children. Kind of late to have babies then.
And then you quit the job, or?
Well, I quit the job for a few years because the children were little and needed my care. And we bought a home in Culver City, and we moved in the house when the children came.
So at home, did you speak English or Chinese with your children?
English.
Only?
Yeah, only.
Did they learn any Chinese?
They could. They understand, but they can't speak. And we try to teach them, they laugh at us. You know, they think it's a funny language.
Do you ever try to send them to Chinese school?
No.
Or?
I tell you what, the reason why we didn't say we live so far away from Chinatown, and it's an effort, we don't have time to take them back and forth. But to my case, it's different. We live in the heart of San Francisco, Chinatown. We just walk to school. But here, it takes miles and miles to go to Chinatown, or maybe half an hour drive. And we gotta make a living. We couldn't afford that.
When they grow up, do they help in their
business? Yes. My daughter helped me as a waitress when she grew up. When she was in her teenage, she did waiting on table shop. She got a lot of chips because she's young.
And you bought a house, so
yeah.
You no longer live?
Yeah. We bought the first house in Culver City.
When you get the second restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have second restaurant, but you didn't live?
In the back. We let some poor boys live in the back. The boys we pick up in the restaurant got no money to eat, and my husband got to feed them. And they said, I'd like to pay for this meal, but I haven't got any money. My husband, yeah, that's all right. If you want a job, I can put you to work as a dishwasher. And then finally, just like, we didn't adopt him. We got parents in India. We took him in and gave him a free room and board and a small salary as a dishwasher. You know, he was a young boy, was in his 20s. He's married now, he's an older man.
At that time, are there many Chinese in Copper City area?
One or two families.
Do you know them?
I know them, but not personally. I know they are the Shanghai Cafe.
Oh.
Yeah, in Copper City. And we own our cafe just as long as they own theirs. And we own our cafe for over 20 years, and we bought the building.
Oh.
We own the building, and we just sold our building a couple of years ago. That's why we when we retire, we sold everything we got. We're too old to hold, you know, to hang on to all your property or whatever you have, you know. We sold our restaurant building on installment plan to a couple of doctors, and they're still paying on it. They're going to pay until 10 years from now. So we live on the payments of the cafe and the interest on the mortgages and all that.
You say you didn't know the, you knew the family, Chinese family,
yeah,
but you were not personal
friends. No.
Did you associate with other Chinese family, like in Chinatown or around LA area, or you were too busy?
I like to have a lot of friends. I was too busy. My husband and I were busy from morning to night. And when we were not busy on our day off, we were taking some movies or go to a show or a stage play or something. We took part in those things. We don't have time for any friends at all. We have enough relatives, relations, sisters and to visit with. We didn't have any Chinese friend at all. I don't think so.
As well as American friends?
Yes. All we know is American. And in a restaurant, we developed about